the final push. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. No shortage of campaign events this weekend as candidates from coast to coast try to persuade undecided voters. Races have been tightening in the final days, and that's certainly the case in Georgia, where Republican Herschel Walker is neck and neck with Democrat Raphael Warnock. Warnock is trying to hold on to his U.S. Senate seat.
Don't let narrow-minded, mealy-mouthed politicians have us to believe that we have to choose between personal responsibility and public policy. Good public policy helps people make the best out of their lives.
A crash course for poll workers in Georgia. A training session is being held today in Gwinnett County due to a shortage. Early voting turnout in Georgia has been heavy. It's a close one in Pennsylvania for a U.S. Senate seat. Former President Trump will stump for the Republican in the race.
For Dr. Mehmet Oz, the Republican is really about appealing to his party's base. That's Trump voters who, shall I say, have not been overly enthusiastic about his candidacy, at least according to the polls. Former President Trump will host a rally in an effort to boost Dr. Oz just outside of Pittsburgh as he is in a dead heat against Democrat Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman. It was Trump's endorsement, remember, that led to Dr. Oz narrowly winning the Republican primary here by less than 1,000 votes.
Fox's Brian Yenis. President Biden and former President Obama will be in Philadelphia later rallying for Fetterman. Obama and Fetterman are in Pittsburgh now for an event this hour. Iran is bragging about the launch of a new satellite-carrying rocket. That's according to state TV. Iran maintains its satellite program just like its nuclear program is aimed at scientific research. Previous launches have been rebuked by the U.S. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Tornado damage is being assessed in Texas and Oklahoma. At least one person died in Oklahoma when twisters tore through yesterday.
We see severe storms in the fall. The big primary severe season is in the spring, but we get a second batch of this that comes in the fall. And we're seeing that cold air that comes down out of Canada and still really warm air that we're experiencing across a lot of the eastern part of the country. And that will continue to bring the threat for some more wet, severe weather, but mostly just some strong winds.
Fox meteorologist Rick Reichmuth. A shooting that left five people dead at a home in suburban Washington, D.C. is being called out of the ordinary by police. The victims were found yesterday afternoon in a quiet neighborhood of La Plata, Maryland.
We grieve with this community as they're going to mourn this loss of their neighbors, their friends, and our residents.
Police Chief Carl Skinner. The victims haven't been identified, but authorities are calling the incident isolated. A child sex sting in Indiana has led to the arrest of 20 people. Investigators posed as minors and agreed to meet the suspects at a specified location. Some of the suspects traveled from other states, and authorities say some of them brought alcohol, drugs, and firearms. At this hour, a memorial service for a music legend.
Loved ones and those who loved rock and roll pioneer Jerry Lee Lewis filling his hometown of Faraday, Louisiana today as the world says goodbye to the iconic singer.
Come on over, baby. Whole lot of shaking going on.
His hits and showmanship propelled Lewis to stardom in the 1950s and 60s, even though his struggles with drugs, alcohol, and his marriage to his 13-year-old cousin hurt the Grammy Award winner's career. The killer, as he called himself, died a week ago at 87.
Fox's Carmen Roberts. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.